You're listening to a Health Shorts podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
It's no joke, really. It's just so incredibly hot that the heat is literally melting my mind. Hi, welcome to Health Shorts in Focus, a weekly podcast on all things health and wellness. This is your host, Radhika Bhirani, editor of Health Shorts. Thank you for listening to this podcast week after week, giving me a chance to share some dialogue-provoking monologues with you. Today, let's dive into the hot topic of how heat can affect our mental health and, more importantly, how to keep our cool. So grab a refreshing drink, crank up that aircon, hear me out, and hear your inner voice. As much as we love the sunny vibes of summer over winter, the love doesn't last too long. Extreme heat can have a surprising impact on our mental well-being. Did you know that heat waves have been linked to increases in anxiety, mood disorders, and even aggression? Let's know the science behind this. Now, when the temperature rises, our bodies work overtime to cool down. This means more sweat, more hydration needs, and more stress on our systems. But what about our brains? Well, they don't like being overheated either. Our brains operate optimally at a specific temperature range. When it's too hot, it can lead to increased levels of cortisol, the infamous stress hormone. Now, high cortisol levels can make us feel more anxious, more irritable, and even depressed. Multiple research shows that there's a direct correlation between heat waves and spikes in mental health issues. But it's not just about cortisol. Heat can also mess with our sleep, and we all know how cranky we get without our beauty rest, don't we? Poor sleep can hamper mental health issues, creating a vicious cycle. So if you've been feeling a bit off during these hot months, you're definitely not alone. Now you might be wondering, how do I know if the heat is affecting my mental health? So here are some signs to watch out for. You will experience increased irritability. Now, if you find yourself snapping at your partner or cursing at slow Wi-Fi more than usual, heat might be to blame. Anxiety spikes, feeling more anxious and on the edge. High temperatures can heighten feelings of anxiety. Sleep disturbances, another sign. Struggling to get a good night's sleep or finding yourself waking up drenched in sweat. Now, these can seriously mess with your mood. Fatigue and lethargy. Now, if you're feeling unusually tired and demotivated, this could be heat fatigue. Difficulty in concentrating. The heat can turn your brain into mush, making it hard to focus and concentrate even on small, simple tasks. If you're nodding along to any of these, stay tuned because we've got some cool tips to help you manage. So how can we keep our cool when the mercury is soaring? Let me share some expert-recommended strategies to beat the heat and protect your mental health. Tip number one is to hydrate. Make water your best friend. If you find it boring, make it fun. Add some cucumber slices, mint leaves, or a splash of fruit juice to your water for a refreshing twist. And remember, caffeine and alcohol can dehydrate you, so balance them out with extra water. Tip number two is to stay cool. Apply ice packs or cold compresses to your pulse points, you know, like your wrists, neck, or even behind your knees. These will help you bring down your overall body temperature. Tip number three is to create a comfort zone for yourself. Now, if you're working from home, try and transform a room in your house into a cool sanctuary. Keep the blinds closed, use fans, and if you can, get a portable AC. Fill it with things that relax you. Have soft lighting, calming music, and comfortable seating. Tip number four, dress smart. Light-colored, loose-fitting clothing made from natural fibers like cotton and linen can help you feel cool. And if you're making the mistake of stepping out, don't forget to wear a wide-brimmed hat, a scarf, and sunglasses to protect yourself. Tip number 5, make sure you sleep well. The least you can do is take a midday nap if you're working from home. Trust me, it can do wonders for your energy and mood. Tip number 6 is to eat light. Heavy meals can make you feel sluggish, especially in the heat. So opt for light, hydrating foods like salads, fruits, and smoothies. Plus, it's a bonus if they are chilled. Tip number 7, mind your mental health. Practice mindfulness and relaxation techniques. Deep breathing, meditation, and yoga can all help manage stress and keep your mental state in check, even when it's sweltering outside. And last but not the least, stay connected. Social support is crucial all the time. Don't isolate yourself just because it's hot outside. Stay in touch with your friends and family, whether it's through a phone call, a virtual coffee date, or even a walk in the evening when it's cooler. So these were some of our top tips. But before I wrap up today's Health Shots in Focus episode, I want to stress that while these tips are great for managing mild to moderate heat-related mental health issues, sometimes we need professional help. If you're experiencing severe anxiety, depression, or any other mental health crisis, please reach out to a mental health professional. That's all for today's episode of Health Shots in Focus. And it also marks the end of the first season of this wellness podcast. It has been a wonderful experience to share wellness nuggets with you all. I will be back soon with a new season to share more health shots for you. Until then, stay healthy, stay happy. This episode is produced by Shruti Pal and edited by Amrinder Singh. This is Radhika Virani signing off. Thank you.
Stay updated on this podcast. Follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.